I found that Christ is truly everything that we need. And if there's anyone here tonight that is still searching and still looking for something to meet the need of your spirit, and there's still a longing in your heart, we have heard tonight in these songs that have been sung, we've heard what the answer is. And I am so thankful tonight. Do you know that we are privileged above many this evening to sit under the sound of the anointing of the Holy Ghost anointed singing and the preached Word of God? But Brother Tony already shared with us tonight that although we have been privileged, that many times we have this wonderful truth, but we're sitting here and sometimes we still have needs in our heart. I will testify that I have been to this campground since I was just almost every year of my life, with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 years, we've been to these meetings. And there have been many a need that have been met at an altar of prayer. In the presence of God, He has been so faithful to meet with us through the years. And tonight, the Lord is still interested in meeting the needs of our heart. He is still interested in reaching out to those that maybe you've given up hope tonight. And it may be that it seems like that you have tried and there's really, you haven't found the answer that you've been looking for. You haven't found the victory that you've been longing for. And so you may be settled for a mediocre experience. Or maybe you have felt like tonight that you just don't, there's salvation just has not worked for you. But I've written on the board tonight the burden that's been on my heart. And I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will take and minister to each of our hearts. Come back to the well. If you will turn with me to the book of John in the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 3, a very familiar story. Speaking about Jesus, it said, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And He must needs go through Samaria. Now, one of the quickest routes to get where Jesus was going was through Samaria. But there was another way to get where Jesus was going, and some of the Jews went that way to avoid going through the land of Samaria. Because there was a lot of animosity between the Jews and the Samaritans. But yet I take note that the scripture said He must needs go through Samaria. Do you know, I believe tonight that that had something more to do with than just the geography of things. I believe it meant more than just, well, this is the quickest route. Jesus had a design and a plan. He must need go through Samaria. It said He came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with His journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. It was about 12 o'clock noon. It was in the heat of the day. It was when people that had been out working, it was a time they were very probably tired, worn out. Jesus had been traveling for hours, and He stopped at Jacob's well. And it said, There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Not the normal time to be out and draw water from the well. The heat of the day is not the time. If you've ever been in an area that they travel literally, they travel and walk to go get water, you tend to go in the early morning hours or in the evening time when it's cooler out. The heat of the day is not the time you want to be having a big old pail of water, bucket of water. But do you know the Lord knew exactly what was going to take place here? It said this woman, she came, the Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me to drink. And you know, Jesus was cutting across a lot of acceptable norms of His time to even speak to a woman directly. And it was even worse because she was a Samaritan woman. But you know that Jesus is no respecter of persons tonight. And Jesus he's not looking at what country we're from or what our last name is or what church we were raised in. But Jesus knows where each one of us is this evening. And so he told the woman, he said, give me something to drink. He was starting a conversation with her. You know, that's how I found the Lord starts dealing with my heart. He starts a conversation. He starts talking to me in a very gentle and a very clear way. His disciples were gone into the city to buy meat. And the woman of Samaria said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Tonight, you know the Lord is interested in each and every one of us right where we are this evening. There are people in our society that have been ostracized. There are, even thinking politically, do you know it doesn't matter left or right or in between, that seems like we're living in an environment of so much animosity. But do you know that Jesus Christ does not enter into that? He looks at all of us. He knows how we've been living. He knows where we've been living. He knows what we've been doing. And the Lord is interested in dialogue. He's interested in dialogue with us tonight. And as you read the story, and there's so many lessons here, it's not the import of the burden this evening. But as Jesus began to talk with her, he told her in verse 13, he said, whosoever drinketh of this water is going to thirst again. In other words, if you drink of this earthly water, you're still going to have cravings and you may have to go look for another well at some point. You're going to have to go look where there's water. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said, sir, give me this water. That sounds good. Give me this water that I won't be thirsty again. She didn't understand what he was talking about. Jesus said, go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that thou saidst truly. And the woman said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And as they begin to talk, she came to the realization that this was not just a prophet. She came to the realization that this was the Messiah. This is the one that was prophesied would come and bring deliverance. This is the one that we read about that would meet the needs of God's people. And we find here that this woman was in a condition that she had a lot of needs in her life. You know, Jesus was not throwing stones. He knew exactly how many men she'd had in her life. Because when she said, I don't have a husband, she was living with someone. In other words, at least she had enough respect to acknowledge that's not my husband. She said, I don't have one. And Jesus said, that's right, because you've had five. Do you know that Jesus was not there to cast stones? He was not there to bring a guilt trip on anybody, but he was acknowledging to this woman, I know who you are. Do you know the Lord knows where we are tonight? The Lord knows my name and he knows your name. And he is not unaware of the needs in our life. Because this woman that had had five husbands, we might be understanding if she'd had one and it just seemed like life was rough. And so maybe she thought, well, this second man, it's going to take care of it. But she had been with five. Do you know there are some needs that are in life that nothing can satisfy except for Jesus Christ? There are needs that we can turn to the things of this world and we can turn to the things of the flesh and they're never going to bring true soul satisfaction. But Jesus here, he said, I know you've been searching, haven't you? If you can allow me to extrapolate from the scripture just a little bit, you've been searching, haven't you? You've had five men and you're still not satisfied. Do you think a sixth one will be the answer? You know, that wasn't the answer. That wasn't Jesus' point. He said, I have something to give to you that will satisfy you. And I am so thankful tonight that as the songs have been sung, I can say that He is everything that I need. I can say tonight that Jesus Christ is still the answer to the needs of mankind. Jesus Christ is still the answer tonight to those of us that have come to Monarch Springs. Regardless of how much truth you have been exposed to, the answer to the problems in life are going to be found in Jesus Christ. And He gave a promise to that woman. He said, if you take what I have to offer to you, He said, you will not thirst again. Do you know Jesus was not saying that there would never be any natural thirst? And I'm going to go a step further tonight. He was not saying that you're not going to ever have any spiritual needs again. But do you know that when you have a good well of water, you can say, I'm satisfied. Because when I have a need, I know where the answer is. I don't have to go searching for something else. I don't have to go turn to the world. But when I have a need in my soul, I know where to turn to. You know, tonight that Jesus is still meeting the needs of the unsaved. He's still meeting the needs of the backslidden. He is still meeting the needs of His people. I've been looking to the Lord about something in my life, and I knew I needed something from the Lord, but you know, I'm satisfied. And I can say I know the answer, and the Lord met with me in what I was looking for, but I didn't have to go wandering around for the answer. I knew exactly where to go, and I had to come back to the well and say, Lord, I want to drink a little bit deeper of what you have to give to me. Oh, tonight, if there is a need in your heart, and it seems like you have lost hope, and it seems like maybe you have even given up on yourself, I want to encourage you tonight to just come back to the well. I want to encourage you to come back to the source of joy. Come back to the source of victory. Come back to the source, the one that can truly minister, because He knows right where we're at. He knows the needs that we have. There is something about what Jesus has to offer that so far supersedes what the world has to offer. I'm satisfied tonight. Are you satisfied? I'm satisfied because when I still have needs in my spirit, and I do, I know exactly where to go. And I want to go to that place that Jesus in this story had appointed a time and a place that He was going to meet with that woman. He knew at 12 o'clock noon that there was going to be a woman that had a need in her spirit. And I can just see Jesus telling His disciples, this is the route we're going to take. Now we need to leave at this time in the morning. And they said, Lord, why couldn't we left? We need to sleep in a little bit. We're tired. He said, no, we've got to leave at this time. Because Jesus had an appointment. He had an appointment with this woman that had a need. Do you know tonight that the Lord Jesus has an appointment with us? And if there is a need, the Lord is going to meet you at the well. So are we going to walk away from the well tonight? Are we going to walk away? I believe firmly tonight. And please don't misunderstand. There is a life of victory that the Lord has for all of us. There is a life of victory. There is a life that you can reign over sin. There is a life that you can reign over the world. There is a life that you can live holy before the Lord. But it is only by God's power. It is only by God's grace. It is not enough to come to camp meeting. It is not enough to worship with the saints. It is not enough to have parents that love God. It is a personal experience that we have to come to the well for ourselves and drink deeply of Jesus Christ. Religion will not satisfy. And it is true that we might be raised among the saints and we have all of this knowledge and understanding. But you know, knowledge and understanding by itself never satisfied anybody. But Jesus Christ can satisfy. He can meet the needs that we have had year after year after year. There is an answer tonight in the Lord. So, if we do not have tonight that real victory in our spirit, If we do not have tonight that real, the power, if we do not have tonight the joy of the Lord, I just want to say in the Lord tonight, come back to the well. Don't walk away. There's no need to walk away from the well this evening. To those that are backslidden, I have a message for you. Jesus is waiting at the well for you. If you have walked away from God and you have made a mess in your life and you have split your family up and your sin has brought grief to God's people and to everyone around you, Jesus Christ is waiting at the well for you tonight. And His arms are open up and He's saying, I love you and I want to meet with you. And if we walk away from the well, we're going to miss that appointment. But I am thankful, and this is the simple hope of the gospel that we have tonight, is that Jesus is waiting at the well for every individual that has a need in their life. Over in the book of Jeremiah, in the third chapter, 21st verse, He said, a voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. They left me. They walked away. They knew what God expected of their life and they walked away. You know, we live in a time that I know many that have walked away from the Lord. They've left truth. They've left God. And then I start hearing from them that, you know what, they're really not satisfied. It wasn't sin. The world's not all it's cracked up to be. And do you know, the church down the road's not all it's cracked up to be either. You can get disappointed and you may say, well, I'm just tired of this and I'm going to walk away. But folks, whatever you do tonight, don't walk away from the Lord Jesus. But if you have walked away, I want you to know that because the Lord has still given us time, He has not cut you off. He is waiting at the well. If we can just open up our hearts and our spirits and acknowledge that, yes, Lord, you are there waiting for me, offering me something that will satisfy the depth of the needs of my spirit. So the children of Israel, they had perverted the way of the Lord, but the Scripture didn't stop there. Verse 22, they were entreated to return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal. Isn't that wonderful? Sister Roberta, the Lord can heal physically, but He is also healing the backsliding children. For those that have turned their back on the Lord can heal your backsliding. And if you are in a condition tonight that you have started out for God and then you got disillusioned or you fell away, you fell into that easily besetting sin, and tonight you know you're not right with God, the Lord is asking you just to come back. Don't walk away from me because I have something to give to you. And it's going to heal. It's going to restore. It's going to renew. The promise was to the children of Israel, God said, I will renew or restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Tonight, for those that have walked away from God, if you will just return and come back to the Lord, His arms are still wide open. Wasn't that the condition of the father of the prodigal son? He walked away. He knew what was right. He had all the blessings of home, and he thought something's better out there. But all the time, the father was waiting. And when that young man said he came to himself, you know where he decided to go back to? I'm going to go back home. I want to go back to the well tonight. There is a source of healing to the backslider tonight. There is something you may say, but I've backslidden. You know how many times I've backslidden? Do you know the devil really likes to use that? How many times have you gone to the altar and come to camp meeting, you get saved, you go back, you lose it, you backslide, and you come back? There is an assurance and a promise from the Lord this morning. If you will come and be willing tonight to accept the water that Jesus Christ has to offer, He will heal you of your backsliding. There is an experience that we can all come back next Monarch still saved. Yes, there's going to be some skinned knees, and there's going to be some people that had to get dusted off, but we can still come back with our heart fixed to serve the Lord and to please Him. There is healing tonight in Jesus Christ for those that have a backsliding heart and those that have a backsliding spirit. The Lord can heal that tonight. He can give you a new heart. He can give you a new mind. And He can give you a new spirit. Return, ye backsliding children. I will heal your backsliding. Then He said, behold, we come unto thee. Because thou art the Lord our God. If you drink of the water that I shall give you, you'll never thirst again. It'll satisfy you. The Lord is waiting tonight. And the things that have caused us to fail repeatedly, there is healing in Jesus Christ tonight. There's a place of restoration. There is a place that He can do something wonderful and new. But our job is, don't go away. Don't walk away. Come back to the well. Come back to that place, the source. I'm not asking tonight that you come back to the experience you used to have, because frankly, it didn't work out real well for you, did it? But if you will come back to the source, come back to Jesus, the One. And sometimes I think that when we come to Christ, we're thirsty, we have a need, and we just sip. And we just take it, it's kind of like an ordinance service, you just sip. But Jesus told us, drink ye all of it. I want you to drink deeply of the water. Do you know tonight that if you're just sipping around the edges, it's not going to satisfy? But if you will open up your heart and say, Lord, I'm ready this time. I know I'm backslidden, but maybe there's a little bit of hope. You know, too many times people are losing their hope in life. But if you will just come with an open heart, say, Lord, I will drink deeply of this water that you have to give, it will satisfy tonight. We won't take the time to read this very familiar passage over in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. When we read about the potter, and he saw there that the potter was working with the clay. And do you remember what happened to that clay? What happened to it? It marred in the potter's hands. Has anyone here besides me ever marred in the hands of the potter? You know that the Lord did not look at that. The potter didn't look at that clay. That He was shaping a beautiful, unique vessel. And say, well, it got a little bit dried out. And there's a little scar in it. Got a little hard piece. It got a rock in there. A little pebble. And it messed it up. We'll just cast it aside. And maybe I can work with this clay over here a little bit better. He took the clay that had marred in the hands of the potter. And it said He made it again another vessel. Are you willing tonight to come back and say, Lord, I acknowledge that I've marred in your hands. And I want to come back to the well. I want to come back to the potter. And the Lord will do something new in your life tonight. I want you to know, if you're in a backslidden state and it seems like there's no way back, do you know that is a lie of the devil? Amen. It is a lie tonight if you think you have gone too far. It is a lie tonight if you think that your life has gotten so tangled up, there's just no way back. There is a way back tonight to Jesus Christ, and He's got an appointment with someone here tonight. He has an appointment. He said, you know what? I knew you were coming. And I know that you felt ostracized. And I know you kind of felt on the outside of the group. But you know what? I'm waiting here in the heat of the day. I'd like to meet with you because I have something to give to you. You know, this is not about what we can do for ourselves tonight. People talk about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. They say, just be a man and buck up. And you know, that doesn't work spiritually. There are things that we cannot do for ourselves, and we need the power and the love of God to reach down and do in our life what we cannot do for ourselves. So what we have to do then is acknowledge the need and come back to the well and say, Lord, you said you'd give me something, living water. You said, I don't understand it all, but Lord, I'm going to believe it and I'm going to come and I need you to do the work. Folks, the work is God's business. Our job is to open up our heart and believe His Word and come and allow the Lord to begin healing. To allow the Lord to begin to restore that which is broken. There are times that one of the sad things is some may be away from the well tonight and you may have just walked away. But you know, it's a sad situation when the well is right there and we're sitting down here, right, maybe on the edge of the well and we're thirsty. Have you ever been that way? Have you ever been in camp meeting and you just were thirsty? And the well was right there. He said, I have a need and I have a problem in my life and I'm really thirsty. Well, don't walk away from the well tonight. Reach down and drink deeply. Drink deeply. I know that there are a lot of hurts tonight that people have experienced. And I know that there are people tonight that have been disappointed with maybe people that have professed to be Christians or saints. I know there have been disappointments in life. I know that people, so many, have experienced some really hard blows in life. And it seems like that things start looking so dark and hopeless. But do you know that we can come back to the well at those times of need and say, Lord, I'm really hurting. And I have a need in my heart and I'm struggling. And sometimes it seems like people, and I want to especially encourage the young people tonight, there is a place of growing. And the enemy would like to make you think that salvation is just not working for me. I want to do what's right and I love the Lord, but I prayed. And you know how many times I prayed for the same thing? Can't most of us tonight testify, if it's any encouragement to anyone here tonight, to know that there have been needs in my life that I have had to seek the Lord for over and over and over. But the blessing and the joy is I didn't give up. And because I kept coming back to the well, finally, I drank deep enough. Finally, I understood this is what the Lord wants. And the Lord came in and did something divine in my heart, in my life. Don't give up tonight. If you have failed, keep trying. Not just in the flesh, but come back to the well and say, Lord, I'm embarrassed. Have you ever just been embarrassed to come and pray about the same thing? Lord, I've done this so many times and I just come back to the well tonight. Because most of us have been there. We've been there over and over. But there is an experience tonight in the Lord that you can be healed and restored and get something from God that will enable you to overcome the besetting sins and failures of your life. And that is what Jesus can do tonight. So if you have had a lot of spiritual failure, take heart, my friend, and come back to the well and know that Jesus has an appointment with you too. And He knows exactly what the need is. He's not there to cut you off. He's not there to let His jaw drop and say, you did what? He's there to say, you know what, I know. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back. I want to minister to you now. And folks, when we meet Jesus, we will go away a changed person. We will not stay the same when we come into the presence of God. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Over in the book of Mark. Book of Mark in the 8th chapter in the 22nd verse. There was a blind man that came to Jesus. Mark chapter 8 verse 22. It said he came to Bethesda, and they bring a blind man to him and besought him to touch him. Lord, this is a man that has a need, and would you touch him? We've heard that you can heal. We've heard of the divine work that you can do. And it said that he took the blind man by the hand, and he led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. You know, I know there's more lessons in this parable, or that not this. This is not just a parable. This is a true story. That there are lessons in this, but spit is not something that's just real appetizing to put on someone else's face. But that man was blind, and it's very probable that his eyes were caked up. And Jesus reached out there and he spit and he got clay and he put that on there to moisten that. And then he said, "Do you see?" You know, I think Jesus already knew the answer to that. He already knew the answer. And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking." After that, he put his hands upon his eyes and he made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Thank the Lord. You know, I take so much courage from that story tonight, because there are many times that people come to Jesus and they're looking for something and they say, "I know the Lord made a change in my life, but something is still lacking." You ever been there? Something's still lacking, and then the enemy would like us to start questioning God. Is this really work? Because something's not quite right. But that man was honest and he said, "You know, I can see more than what I did. I see men as trees walking." And it said that Jesus reached out and he touched him again. You know that Jesus will reach out and touch us the second time. He'll reach out and touch us the second time if we'll just come back to the well and say, "Lord, I drank and I know you did something in my life, but I don't have the joy." If you don't have the joy of salvation tonight, come back to the well. Don't settle for a subpar experience. Just come back to the well and ask the Lord, "Lord, I need another touch." And if the second touch, if you've been touched the second time, I thank God that we can come back and be touched the third time. And we can be touched the fourth time. But every time I come into the presence of the Lord and I come back to the well, He does something new in my life. He does something great in my life, and He wants to with us tonight. We have a great high priest tonight, and He is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He is moved with compassion at the needs that we have tonight. 2019, Monarch Springs Camp Meeting. If you do not have that wonderful spiritual victory and the joy of the Lord flooding your life tonight, if you're backslidden, come back to the well. If you're saved tonight but there's still a need, come back to the well and drink a little bit deeper. And the Lord will minister to the needs. Come boldly, He said. Come boldly where? To the throne of grace, that ye may find mercy and grace to help in time of need. You know, the Lord will have mercy on us before He gives us the help. In other words, I'm not here to cut anybody off. I'm here to give you help that you need. I'm here to give you what you have need of. You know, the water at the well is more than just forgiveness. The Lord will forgive all of us tonight. The Lord's not willing that any of us should perish. His forgiveness is just waiting for us to come and receive it. But it is His grace. It's this influence and the Spirit of Christ that will flow in our life when we come to the throne of grace. And I also think it's noteworthy that the disciples, as well as all the pattern in the early church, after they were forgiven of their sins, you know, they came back a second time to the Lord for something. They said, "Lord, we need something more. We're lacking something." And the Scripture said that they would receive power. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost was come upon them. Do you know tonight that pattern of failure and struggle? "Lord, I need something more than what I have." Do you know that the Holy Spirit is one of the answers of the things that will heal people's backsliding? The Holy Spirit will stabilize, it will keep, it will enable you in your weakness. "Well, I've been forgiven of my sins and I have the Holy Spirit." So is that it? I made two trips to the altar. I got saved, forgiven my sin, and I came back a second time and got the Holy Spirit. Is that it? New battles. New struggles. I've been equipped. We've been equipped, but Lord, I know where to go in my weakness. I know where to go when I realize that, Lord, the joy is not really flowing like it one time was. Lord, I'm really struggling here. I need some help. We know where to go tonight. And it's to go back to the well and just present ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. Remember not tonight the former things of old. Behold, the Scripture said, I will do a new thing. The Lord is still in the business of doing something new. So I would just ask us in the love of God tonight, wherever you are in your walk with God, or if you are a long way, come back to the well if you have a need tonight. There's no need to be ashamed. There's no need. It doesn't matter what people think. I'm just glad we have a well, and I can know that the Lord knows my need before I even ask, and He's waiting for me to come. And all I have to do is just open up my heart and say, Lord, I'm ready to drink deeply now. Whatever it is you want me to do or give to me, Lord, I want you to work. Come back to the well tonight, and the Lord will in no wise cast you out. Amen.